Welcome to the Crypto Business Podcast, helping you navigate the frontier of crypto. And now, here is your host, Michael Stelzner.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining me for the Crypto Business Podcast, brought to you by Social Media Examiner. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner, and this is the podcast for innovative thinkers who want to know what works in the world of Web 3.0. Today, I'm doing something a little different. Today, it's just me and you. I am going to do a special bonus episode with you today, and this is not going to be an episode that will be an article, and it's not going to be an episode that will be on YouTube. It's exclusive just for you who listen to the podcast. And I am really excited to share in today's episode how we issued our very own NFT and what we learned. I'm going to get into a lot of granular detail. If you're thinking about issuing an NFT, you're going to want to listen to this episode. Now, this is me biased, of course, but I did just record the whole thing and I think it's pretty good. By the way, I'm at Stelzner on Instagram and at Mike_Stelzner on Twitter. And if you're new to this podcast, follow along on the show. I've got a lot of great content coming your way and hopefully some more bonus episodes exclusively for you, the audio listening audience.
Helping you to simplify your crypto journey, here is this week's expert guide.
Let me start with explaining why I am doing this bonus episode. This space that we're in, the NFT, DAO, social token, Web3 world, is ridiculously fast moving. And I record these podcast episodes sometimes a month, or sometimes months in advance of when they actually launch, because I've got so many great guests lined up and I'm learning so much as I go. And we're doing things internally here at Social Media Examiner that I thought maybe less scripted, me showing up and actually having a conversation with you about what we're doing, what I'm learning, what my observations are, might be something you find of value. And the reason why I feel that way is I've been documenting on my Facebook profile for myself, some of my journey into purchasing NFTs. For example, we purchased 4 Moonbirds for Social Media Examiner with our corporate treasury. And that's a fascinating thing, being part of that community, watching how they're growing and how they are fast becoming one of the largest, if not the largest launches ever in the history of NFTs. Maybe more about that in the future, but there's so many people reaching out to me and asking me questions that I thought I would just come, you know, coughs and all, and not as scripted as I would like to be, and just talk to you. My one ask is that if you enjoy what you hear today, I would implore you to let me know. I am at Stelzner on Instagram, STELZNER, and at Mike_Stelzner on Twitter. Just hit me up publicly or privately and say, I want more of those bonus episodes. So today, what I want to talk about is our experience issuing our very first NFT. And boy, is it an experience. So I want to start by telling you a story. It was the very last day of Social Media Marketing World. Thousands of people were there. Joel Kahn was our closing keynote, and he got up and he talked about the power of Web3 and NFTs. And after the keynote, I kind of pulled the Steve Jobs and I said, wait, we've got something exciting to announce. And Leslie Samuel, our MC, had teased it that you're going to want to stick around and hear what Mike has to say. So I got up on the stage and up on the screen comes these slides and it says special announcement presented by Michael Stelzner. And I said the following, you just learned about the power of Web3. Now let's put it into action. We have 2 exciting announcements to make. The first announcement is, and I wanted to explain that we are issuing a commemorative NFT to everyone who has a physical ticket to Social Media Marketing World, a limited edition NFT. And I'm going to describe in words what it looks like. It's got the Social Media Marketing World logo on it. It's got these cool like gold background and it's got like this starburst kind of thing coming out of the middle of it. It says 2022 and it has a gold key on it. And we explained to everybody that this is exclusively for everyone who holds a physical ticket and it's free. And I also went on to explain that we were using a green, energy efficient blockchain. And the reason I did that is because there's a lot of people who feel that if you're not using an energy efficient blockchain, that they don't want to be part of it. And I wanted to let those people know that so that they would want to participate. And I went on to explain that it comes with special perks. Again, remember, I have a captive audience in front of me of people. So I'm explaining this all to them. And they're literally, they have their cameras out and they're taking pictures. And I say to everybody, put your cameras down. There's nothing you need to do. Here's what's going to happen. And I explained to them that we were going to send them an email later that night, like at 7 o'clock at night. And I acknowledged that I knew so many of them were about to travel back to wherever they were from, or they were going to go out to parties. I said, you don't even have to read the email. You just click the button. That's it. Just click the button. And again, everybody's taking pictures. I'm all, you don't need to take any pictures. Click the button. And I explained to them that by clicking the button, it puts them on the interest list. And I said, they have a deadline, which is until Friday. Now this was a Tuesday. So you have until Friday to click the button. By clicking the button, you're on the interest list. Then I went on to the next slide. And the next thing I told them, I'm not even joking, it was like an Oprah moment. Everybody erupted in applause and I couldn't believe it. But I went on to say, we're going to email you on Saturday and we put a special course together for you. And in that course, you're going to learn how to set up your crypto wallet and how to claim the NFT. I'm not even kidding. People went like nuts. They couldn't believe it. And again, they're taking pictures and I'm all, you guys don't have to do anything. It's free. I was shocked that they were more excited about the course than they were the actual NFT. Now, in hindsight, that was a really important observation because the signal to me was these people really want to learn what the heck this is all about. And the fact that we went to the effort to put together a course to make it easy for them and they got that course for free, they were ecstatic about that. So then I went on to explain that there is one other big advantage to owning the NFT. And I said, do you remember that it had a gold key on it? And I went on to explain that we're launching a brand new conference and the NFT is going to unlock access to that conference. And I showed them this cool graphic and it had the words crypto business conference. And crypto business, it looks really cool and the logo looks really cool. It's a C and a B and a C and it's shaped like a block. It looks killer. And I went on to say it's coming to San Diego this fall. And it's for marketers, creators, and entrepreneurs. And it's focused on NFTs, decentralized autonomous organizations, social tokens, the metaverse, web, and Web3. And then again, I just told them at the end, just all you got to do is click the button. Okay. So first of all, I wanted to make sure that I delivered the presentation the way I just delivered it to you so that they received it and understood that there's steps to this process. So now what I want to do is roll back the story a little bit and tell you all the chaos and all the things we had to do to actually make this work. And I think this is going to be very instructive to anyone who's thinking about launching an NFT, whether you're doing it at an event or not. So my friend Joel Kahn had told me for the longest time I should do an NFT. And I finally decided about 5 weeks out from the conference that we were going to do an NFT. And I had to scramble. And I wanted it to be completely free. And I wanted it to have a utility. Now, part of the challenge with actually creating an NFT is, first and foremost, understanding the technology necessary to pull it off. Another challenge is, which blockchain is it going to be on? If it's going to be on Ethereum, well, that's going to cost money. To airdrop a NFT to someone can cost 30, 50, 100 bucks per NFT, depending on what gas fees are. There's other chains like Polygon, which is something you might want to consider, which is much less expensive. So along the way, you all might remember that I interviewed a Jillian Genestu, who is the founder of the Unlock Protocol. Well, after my interview with him, I talked to him about what my vision was, and he said, well, you can totally use the Unlock Protocol for this. It's free. And they agreed to help us. So we decided to use the Unlock Protocol, and we decided to use the Polygon chain to pull all this off. And it was completely free. And the total cost to us as far as money was like less than $10 for the the money that we needed for the Polygon gas fees. It was actually less than a dollar even. The main costs really were all the labor that was involved. So one of the key things was we had to design the art, and we had to make sure that we were designing art that was not using anything that would be considered like we didn't want to go out and buy a picture of a key or use a key that has, you know, when you use art, you can buy art, but sometimes there's restrictions on the art that you can't use it for NFTs. So we had to either create a lock from scratch, or we had to license a lock that was had a license that allowed us to actually use it in NFTs. So this is a warning. If you're using a common thing like a key, and I should have said key, not lock, you want to make sure either you create the key and have a designer create it from scratch, or you have, or you check the licensing, because there is financial stuff eventually involved with NFTs, even if you're giving it away for free, because people can resell those NFTs, and those NFTs ultimately do incur financial stuff. The other thing that we had to do was we had to basically, oh, and by the way, how Unlock Protocol works, let me explain that a little bit. With the Unlock Protocol, basically the way it works is you use your MetaMask wallet and you log into the Unlock Protocol, and you choose whether you want to use the Ethereum or the Polygon or whatever chain you want to use. And then you create the lock, and they do all the work for you magically behind the scenes. They create the smart contract. You can upload the artwork, and you can manually add the wallet addresses in there and essentially issue, in this case, a non-generative NFT, meaning every single piece of art was identical. Generative NFT projects are far more complex. That's like what Moonbirds is, where every single Moonbird looks different than the other one. So the Unlock Protocol was very easy to use. It's slightly technical. It did require some back and forth emails with the founder and their head of marketing, but it did work pretty well. So let's step into the next part, which is we knew that in March of 2022, when we had Social Media Marketing World 2022, we knew that the vast majority of our audience had never, ever owned an NFT. We knew fully well that we were going to be their very first NFT, full stop. And I know how confusing it was when I first tried to figure this stuff out. And we also knew that a big chunk of our audience is 35 and over. And we also knew that they're very social, but they may not be very technical. So we decided it was going to be really, really important for us to walk them through it in a handheld kind of way. And we worked really, really hard to do quite a few things. The first thing was that course that I mentioned earlier. So basically what we did was we set up a three-part course. And what I'm about to tell you, I think, would be very helpful for anyone who's going to be issuing NFTs to a crowd that does not know anything about NFTs. The first step in the course was called Set Up and Configure Your Crypto Wallet. Step number two was claim your NFT. And step number three was to view your NFT and use it for future opportunities. So in the very first step, when we were creating this course, basically what I did was I went out and I found some of the best videos that I could find that showed people, in my case, how to set up MetaMask and how to set up the Polygon Matic network, because we were using that. And that's like a multi-step process. In that, we also included screenshots kind of showing them how to add MetaMask to their browser, how to pin it in Chrome so it doesn't disappear. And we give them all the instructions on how to actually add the Polygon mainnet. We gave them all the text that was necessary so they could copy and paste it. We recommended that they do this on a desktop, not on a mobile device. And then we also linked to a couple more videos. We embedded them, actually. One of them was how to get your security stuff optimized for MetaMask. And another one was a deep dive tutorial on all the things that MetaMask could do. So that was step one of the course. And step two of the course was actually claiming the NFT. Now, step one of the course was, frankly, the most difficult part, right? Because they've got to find time and be in front of their computer and set up their, you know, MetaMask. And we had some people ask, well, can you do others? Like, can you do Coinbase? And we said, if it supports Polygon, you can do it, but we're not going to support it. That's how we described it to them. We said, we will only provide you support if you use MetaMask because it's the only one we know how to work with. So that was really an important distinction that we made, that we were only going to provide customer service to our customers who were using the ones that we specifically instructed them how to use. But again, it takes people time to go through all this and do all this. It's not a lot of time, maybe 15 minutes. But there is, you know, for example, when you create MetaMask for the first time, you've got to save your seed phrases somewhere and all that other kind of stuff. All right. So the step two was to actually claim the NFT. So in step two, we had a different deadline. So first step you had until a Friday, and then the next step you had until the next Friday. So in this step, we showed them how to actually find their crypto wallet address, how to copy it, and then how to paste it into a little form. Now, this little form had a hidden field in it, and the hidden field in it was their email address, and the public field was their actual wallet address. Once they submitted the form disappeared and it was never seen again. The reason why we did this is we didn't want people submitting multiple wallets. This was a way for us to ensure that we only had one wallet per person. And I probably should back up the train a little bit and explain a little bit of how we protected this course so that we knew only customers were getting to it. Because one of the things we didn't want to have happen was we didn't want people sharing this with people that were not customers. So we have our training site built on WordPress. And we use LearnDash, which is a course software, as part of our customer experience. So depending on what kind of customer you are, you get access to different courses inside of LearnDash, quote unquote courses. And some of those courses include, you know, links to the Facebook group, and other courses include the recordings for sessions at Social Media Marketing World, because certain levels of tickets got that. So we created a special course, and the only people that essentially got access to the course were ticket holders, physical ticket holders, not virtual ticket holders. So first and foremost, the course was locked down, so you couldn't even get to it in the first place unless you were an existing customer and you had course X, you know, or you were tagged, if you will, as a customer. So moving along, back to the little form that they filled out. We already had people tagged inside of our database as customers. And everybody who clicked on that email that said that they wanted access to the course, they got a tag that was something along the lines of World NFT interest. And then when they filled out the actual wallet, it was World NFT wallet. So this allowed us to delineate between the number of people that actually clicked the button and said they were interested and the number of people that actually completed the course. And I'll come back to, well, actually, no, I'll share this right now. So we had a portion, we had 2,100 people at Social Media Marketing World, and 1,250 of them clicked the button and said that they wanted the NFT. Now, I knew full well that it's very easy to click a button and say you want an NFT. So my goal was to have at least 50% of them actually complete the course and put their wallet address in there and get airdropped the NFT. So we ended up with 688 of our customers who actually now have the NFT, and we have their wallet address, right? Tagged inside of our database, which is really important, because downstream, and you're hearing this as you listen to more guests of the podcast, that a wallet address is very important because you can airdrop things to people's wallets. You can give exclusive access to different people. I mean, you can do a lot of fascinating things. Getting back to the course. Okay, so after everybody actually completed the section of the course where they submitted their little form and their wallet address, we ended up exporting a CSV file with all the crypto addresses. And we looked for the ones that clearly didn't have crypto addresses that were configured properly. There were about five of them. But because we knew their email address, we emailed those five people and we said, hey, something's wrong. You need to give us a corrected crypto address. And then we sent over the CSV file to the folks at Unlock Protocol, and they created a special script for us. Now, I hope that eventually they'll allow or build into their protocol the ability for you to upload a list and do this in one swoop. Because normally it's a manual process where you have to literally go in one at a time and actually submit the address, pay the little tiny fragment of Matic gas fee, and then move on. I will tell you some of the customer service challenges that we faced with this that we did not anticipate happening. Anybody who's ever done an NFT airdrop, I mean, any kind of an NFT launch, and this is a free one, right? There's enormous customer service things that you need to be prepared for. First of all, there was a big chunk of people that thought that they were good to go because they just clicked the email with the link that said they wanted to be on the interest list. And the truth of the matter is that we worked really, really hard to communicate with people over email. And I'm actually going to share this with you right now. We tried to preempt this in the following ways. First of all, we sent multiple emails to all the people saying, hey, don't forget to go ahead and complete the course. You have until next Friday. You know, well, actually in the beginning, it was don't forget to click the button here to say that you're interested in this NFT. And we sent like many, many follow-up emails. Then once basically people moved to the next step, we sent many emails to the people who did not, who had the tag, but did not actually finish the course. Hey, the clock's ticking. You need to go in and finish that course if you want this NFT. And one thing I can tell you as a marketer, you can never over-communicate on these things. If anything, I think the people that have this now love the fact that we were so communicative with them and so wanting to make sure that they were able to get this thing. That's part of the reason why I think we had such a big percentage of people actually get all the way through to get to the airdrop. Okay, so back to the customer service challenges. There's going to be people that are confused as heck. They're going to try it. They don't get it. You're just going to have to be prepared for every conceivable question. We also had a Facebook group. And in that Facebook group, we had some customers who qualified and some who did not. And there was a heck of confusion because people were posting in the Facebook group about the NFT. And some were like, what NFT? And some of them weren't at the final keynote. They didn't check their email. So we had to explain everything there. Other people were like, well, how do I get the NFT? And we had to kindly explain, well, it's only available to physical ticket holders. And there was a lot of conversations and threads that I had to actively participate in with lots of comments. It was crazy. It felt like hundreds of comments. And then we also had the anti-NFT marketing people who were pooping all over everything. Like, for example, in this Facebook group, there were people who were like, NFTs are bad. NFTs are a scam. NFTs are going to incur tax expenses. Don't accept the NFT. I'm like, no, folks, this is free. There's no tax expense unless you sell it. You know what I mean? But we had a lot of naysayers who didn't understand it and frankly thought it was a joke. And we had to be prepared. We weren't expecting that. So we had to come up with talking points and scripts to kind of, you know, be prepared to talk about that. The actual airdrop. Once the airdrop happened, and by the way, I'm getting back to the third part of the course. This is really important what I'm about to tell you. In the third part of the course, we showed people how to visit OpenSea, how to connect their MetaMask wallet, and very importantly, how to find the NFT and that it would be hidden. And this is really important when you airdrop NFTs from a non-verified collection, meaning the collection isn't a big collection that's already done a lot of Ethereum volume, those NFTs are always hidden. And if people aren't logged in, they'll never see them at all. And if they are logged in, they have to know that there's a tab called hidden. So we had to teach them how to go to hidden, how to actually, all the steps that are necessary, because there's little steps you have to take to unhide it and how you have to sign your wallet to unhide it. And all those things we built into the course. Because as we were going through the course, and I should mention, we had lots of our employees go through this course. We had people of all different technical competencies and ages. And every little sticking point that they had, you know, we worked the details into the course. We thought it through pretty darn extensively. This was a key part of it, which is the fact that it's hidden. And we thought we made it really clear. We even sent an email after the airdrop telling people, go complete the last part of the course, right? Which is how they can unhide the NFT and see it, and how everyone can see it on their account on OpenSea. But it turns out a lot of people didn't pay attention. And we got a lot of people saying, I never got it. But they did get it. They just didn't follow the directions in the course. So one other thing that you should know is that working with OpenSea is absolutely impossible. One of the things that I'm excited about is when you launch an NFT project, you want to be able to get those creator commissions if someone resells your NFT. Well, guess what? They make it nearly impossible. I sent an email over 6 weeks ago, probably almost 8 weeks ago, to their customer support department saying, I want the ability to edit my collection. Because when you edit your collection, you can connect your Twitter account, you can put text in there, and you can set creator commissions. And I showed them a copy of the contract, smart contract. I showed them how my wallet address matches the one on the smart contract. And they instantly said, we're elevating you to stage two customer support. And then I never, ever, ever heard from them again. Literally 6 to 8 weeks, nothing. Multiple follow-ups, literally nothing. So this is part of the quandary, is that setting up these commissions is a nightmare. And, you know, if you have a launch and you don't have these commission things set up in advance or whatever, I mean, they got to make a better process. This thing is unresolvable as of right now for me, and I do not know a way to fix it, to be honest with you. So as it is today, if someone buys or trades any of these NFTs, Social Media Examiner is not going to benefit from them because it's just unfortunately how it is. Now, when I was at NFT LA, I did meet a guy who's a Solidity developer who developed the code for the laid back llamas. I did reach out to the Unlock Protocol people and I had them look at the code, and they're actually exploring the possibility of writing the commissionable contracts into the smart contract. So you don't have to work with OpenSea. It's built into it. So let's hope that in the future, something like Unlock Protocol has it built in, so you don't have to go out to these exchanges and worry about the nightmares that I've dealt with. Okay, so that was an important note. And then the last thing is the future use. So we did announce the Crypto Business Conference and how the NFT is going to work. Basically, the way it's going to work, I'll tell you what the perks are going to be actually in another podcast episode. But I will tell you a little bit about the Crypto Business Conference. As of today, April 22nd, when I'm recording this, we are very close to securing the contract with the venue and the dates. And I'll come on with some more behind the scenes stories, letting you know more about what we're trying to do. But I will give you a little tease. I've been to some of these conferences, these NFT conferences and their cultural festivals, and it's madness and it's chaos. I'm also heading to Permissionless in Florida, which is more of a decentralized finance conference, and I'm going to NFT NYC in New York City. Now, one thing I can tell you about the world of crypto is they don't really understand how to put on great conferences. We at Social Media Examiner have 10 years of business conference experience behind us. And my vision for the Crypto Business Conference is to not have one of these conferences where it's all a bunch of panels, where people have paid to be up on the stage. Instead, I want to bring some of the amazing people that are behind projects and have them do solo presentations to talk about what they're doing. I want to bring some of the people that you've heard on this podcast who have a lot of wisdom to share to do this. So I really want this conference to be for entrepreneurs, creators, and marketers who want to figure out how to use NFTs, how to use DAOs, how to use social tokens, and how to use the metaverse for business. So this is my vision. It's going to be in October, and I do have an interest list if you want to get your name on it. I'm looking it up right now. Yeah, okay, here we go. So the interest list is socialmediaexaminer.com/CBC-interest. Again, socialmediaexaminer.com/CBC minus sign interest. Okay. CBC, the little minus sign, the dash, and interest. That will get you to this particular page. And I'll make sure that we get this somehow into the notes for the podcast episode on this one. And get your name and email address on there if you want to be in the know when we announce the details. Because here's what I can tell you. In the world of crypto, everybody's talking about the finance and the technical side of it. I want to talk about the business side of it. I think this conference is going to sell out. I just know it's going to sell out. And I want you guys to, guys, ladies, pardon my language choice there, but I want you all to be able to have a chance to experience something for you, something for us. All right. My last question for you is, what do you think about this bonus episode? Do you want more of these kinds of episodes where I am not as organized, but I'm free flowing and I'm sharing what I'm learning along the way? I need you to reach out to me if you want more of these episodes, because I will do more only if I hear from you that you want more. On Twitter, Mike_Stelzner, STELZNER. And on Instagram, I'm @Stelzner. You can DM me, you can tweet me, and just let me know. And it's been my great pleasure to just share a little bit of time with you today. I've got a lot more I'm learning and I got a lot more to share. So hopefully you'll let me know you enjoyed this and I'll be doing more bonus episodes. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Unlike our other episodes, there is no show notes. That's just the way we're doing this so that we can get these out to you as fast as possible. And don't forget, if you're new to this show, be sure to follow us. And if you enjoy this show, would you share it? Let your friends know about it. I'm @Stelzner on Instagram and @Mike_Stelzner on Twitter. This brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Crypto Business Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner. I'll be back with you next week. I hope you make the best out of your day. And may Web3 continue to change your world. The information provided in the Crypto Business Podcast is provided solely for educational purposes. Do not treat what you hear as investment, trading, or financial advice. Do your own research.
The Crypto Business Podcast is a production of Social Media Examiner.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.